You know, an annual meeting should be primarily work-related. We'd always recommend that an agency or the state have policies that delineating what's appropriate and what's not.
A greater understanding on behalf of state workers that when they're working, they are spending taxpayer money. It isn't theirs, and it's to be spent on behalf of the people of Connecticut.
You are hearing from a few voices featured in an investigative report exclusively done by Jeff Dedarian, who is an investigative reporter here in Connecticut. He aired this piece on News 8 last night, and I asked him if he'd come on the show to do a deeper dive into this. It's an audit report into one of our state agencies, and it looks at a single day back in 2023. But boy, when you look at the amount of money that was spent and what it was spent on, it's going to raise your eyebrows as well. Jeff Dedarian, back on the show with us. Thank you so much for giving us the time here on Melissa in the Morning. Talk to us about this audit report and who were they looking at?
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You know, first before we start, I just want to say congratulations on your award. We haven't had a chance to speak.
Thank you.
I just want to say it's so well-deserved. I was so happy for you and the whole show, and you do great stuff every morning, and I'm really psyched that you got recognized for it. So anyway, I just wanted to say that up front.
Thank you, friend. Well, News 8 really racked in a lot of awards as well from the Connecticut broadcasters.
Yeah, we did well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very sweet of you.
Sure. So, yeah, this audit basically looked at the Department of Public Defender. So the Public Defender's Office had what they called an annual meeting back in June of 2023. Just really quick so people know, well, why are you just reporting on this now? The audit office, they sort of work in arrears, right? So they kind of look back on things, and every 2 years they're auditing different agencies, and their work kind of continues. So things happen, and then they go back and sort of look at things and report out on it. So that's why it's sort of a year later, if you will, more than a year later now. Anyway, they went to this place, Holiday Hill in Prospect, Connecticut, which if anybody knows where it is, it's a nice place. They have, swimming pools, volleyball, basketball, mini golf. And so, it was, as I said, it was dubbed an annual meeting. And I'm sure people know the idea of an annual meeting is that that's when, the business of either an agency or a corporation or whatever it is gets discussed, future plans, goals, the leaders speak. It's a work-related meeting when it's called an annual meeting. But what happened here is they went for the day, and they basically, according to the auditors, over the six-hour period, they worked for 45 minutes on official business. The rest of the time was for things like pony rides, airbrush tattoos, 3-on-3 basketball, rock wall climbing, unlimited clam chowder. I mean, and I went back and looked at the forecast for that day specifically. It was a gorgeous day in June. It was 78 and
I love that you went back and looked at the forecast that day, Jeff. I thought that was such a perfect way to start your story. And it's funny when you bring up Holiday Hills. So fun fact, I remember, and I don't know if schools still do this. So I grew up in Fairfield, and Holiday Hill was a very popular place to bring middle schoolers, like an end of year trip. So I've been to Holiday Hill. I want to say twice I've been to Holiday Hill. And when I watched your special, that was the first thing that stood out to me. I thought, wait a minute, why would anyone have an annual meeting here? Now, I understand team building, because we do that here at Connoisseur Media. We have, usually 100%. We have, right, like I understand team building. I understand, but I have to say, when we have like our annual, where they collectively have 20 of us or so get into a room together, they randomly pick us to do feedback. I mean, we're talking about, we sit for maybe 4 hours. I'm not even being exaggerated. I think we sit for maybe 4 hours where we are diving into stuff, and it could be even more than that. And then I think we have one dinner at the end just to like kind of be like, hey, thank you so much for putting in a full day's work of working on this company and areas we can work on and things like that. I mean, when I heard this was at Holiday Hill, immediately I thought to myself, wait, what? What work is getting done there? I couldn't see it. It was like red alarms were going off in my head, to be honest.
Right. And I think that's a really good point, Melissa, because this was not dubbed Employee Appreciation Day. This wasn't, Family Day. I've worked in companies where they've had Family Day, and you come and you have a cookout and hamburgers and hot dogs.
Totally different.
That's not what
Exactly.
Right, exactly. And the other part of this is that family members of the employees were also there, and taxpayers paid for that too. So when it was all said and done, it was about $22,000 for the day. So when you divide that by the number of people that went, it's pretty pricey. And, you know, John Garagosian, who's one of the state auditors who I talked to in my piece, he said, look, we, you know, occasionally we'll do, you know, maybe they have an award ceremony for somebody who's retiring and they have like a little ice cream sandwich or something. Like, he said, that's allowable. But he basically said this was, you know, misuse of taxpayer money, abuse of funds, basically, is what it came down to.
Absolutely abuse of funds. And, you know, Jeff DeJarian is here, who is an excellent investigative reporter, and he released a report last night that looks into this audit, which, again, I want to remind folks, you know, you might be sitting there thinking, okay, Melissa, $22,000, who cares? This was one day. And I love what you highlighted, Jeff, which was this also included family members. I forgot to mention that part of this report, because even when you go back to the example I just shared, where we have, again, like a collective sitting down here at Connoisseur Media talking about, there are no family members. We can't have our spouses. We can't bring our kids in like for the dinner afterwards. I mean, that's right. Unheard of. I mean, because we're sitting and we are collaborating and we are working on the betterment of the company. This is not a bring your kid to work day event. This was not some kind of celebration. And that's exactly, it was dubbed an annual meeting. And I mean, you also did a breakdown of how much time. 45 minutes for $22,000? I think not. That's a hard no, Jeff DeJarian. No.
Right. And the other thing, yeah, the other thing, too, which was raised in the story is that, you know, you're right. Some people might say $22,000. What's the big deal? Right. It is a big deal over 6 hours. Number one. Number two, they should not have done it. Somebody in that office should have said, well, why are we doing this? This is not allowable. But the other point, too, to think about is that this, you know, when groups go before the legislature for money, right, like different organizations, they're always sometimes told, look, we don't have any money. We can't, you know, the Boys and Girls Club or whatever the case may be, right? Just, you know, think of it that way, because that's money that taxpayers put up and go to work for every day. And then that's other money for other programs that sometimes get denied. So it all kind of circles back. And, you know, it's just not an appropriate use of taxpayer money. And so, you know, I think the auditors were spot on in how they described it. And It's just a misuse of the people's money. It's just that simple. It's not complicated.
Exactly.
It's really not.
We're chatting with Jeff DeJarian, who is an investigative reporter here in Connecticut. And last night he shared an exclusive story that he did, a deep dive into a public defender audit. And it revealed that more than $22,000 was spent on what was being called an annual meeting back in June of 2023. When in fact it was sort of a beautiful day and a great picnic and fun-filled day for the workers and their families. And I think, Jeff, the big takeaway from this story, I mean, there are a lot of things you could take away from this, but going back to some of the sound bites you heard earlier from your story, some excerpts from it, I think the big thing is transparency, right? I mean, I think this really begs the question, are we holding agencies accountable and are we doing enough to make sure that our tax dollars are being used appropriately?
Yeah, I think that is, Melissa, the bigger question to look at. I think there's a lot of things that go on in state government that people don't normally hear about. I don't certainly hear about all of them. But when you hear, you know, this kind of stuff really makes people mad, because it just makes them wonder, where's my money going? So every week or every 2 weeks, they take taxes out of my check and it goes to Hartford, it goes to the Capitol, and this is what they're doing with it. So I think, you know, it's agency specific, I would say, when it comes to state government. And this is not to cast a net on everyone in state government saying they're wasting money or doing anything like that. But I do think there has to be more education, more training for people. And, you know, I had a line in my story that, you know, sometimes common sense isn't so common.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it really does kind of beg the question, you know, are these directors and these managers in these agencies, are they properly trained on what's appropriate and what's not? And I said to the auditors, you know, I don't believe that anyone in that public defender office sat around a table and everyone sat around a table and said, yeah, this is a good idea. I think we should do this. Yep, I think we should go for the day, spend $23,000 almost, and work for 45 minutes. I mean, it's just, and so I don't know if it's lack of education, lack of training, or sometimes, you know, it's possible that, you know, they just, people, you know, in some of these agencies, underline the word some, just don't care. And they just think that they're, you know, entitled to it. And I spoke to a woman from the Yankee Institute, which is kind of like a government watchdog taxpayer group in Connecticut. And she just said, you know, these people, I'm paraphrasing, she said, these people forget that this is the people's money. Mm-hmm. This is not their money, mm-hmm. right? So if you want to go to Holiday Hill and go have ice cream and clam chowder and get airbrush tattoos and take pony rides, go ahead. Just don't spend the taxpayer money, is what she was trying to say.
Right.
So I think, you know, these stories, you know, just continually, you know, tend to come up. And, you know, this one, I've been doing this a long time, and this one was kind of like, you know, really? You kidding me?
Yeah.
So, you mm-hmm. know, when I think I've seen it all sometimes, it just, you know, I get surprised.
You surprise yourself. Well, and it's funny, I have to share this portion of the story. So Jeff, God bless him, knows that he's dropping this really big story, okay? So he emails our team and says, hey, just so you know, I'm doing this investigative report. He gives like a little synopsis, nothing crazy. And I have to confess to you, Jeff, because you know, I'm transparent. I don't even really read the whole email. I just know that you're dynamite. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm probably on board with this. And I'm thinking, when he says to me, audit, if you were listening to the show earlier this week, you remember it was in our top news and we talked about this. We did a deep dive on this. Governor Lamont at the beginning of this week called for an independent audit of the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities system because there were all these accusations on spending reports all surrounding Chancellor Terrence Chang. And right. We talked about that. And so I immediately respond back to Jeff. I go, absolutely, we're definitely doing this. Does this have anything to do with CSCU? Because we're pursuing that right now. And he's like, nope, this is totally separate, but kind of alarming. I mean, because I do feel like, Jeff, the reason I bring that up is because it's a totally unrelated audit that's happening. But it, again, begs that question of how often is this happening? I mean, I don't want to put conspiracies out there. I don't want people going down a rabbit hole and feeling like they can't trust state government. But this doesn't give us confidence in where our tax dollars are going, certainly.
Right. And it certainly undermines sort of the work that other people do in state
yes.
government, because it just gives people a bad taste.
Correct.
That, right. And the chancellor situation, you know, that you're right. That audit is ongoing now. And, you know, it's going to take some weeks to do, but they're going to look at all of that stuff. The auditors will look at, you know, the chauffeur from, you know, New York to Hartford and the meal allowances and the $60 steaks and the
right.
different things that got reported, by the way, which was a great, great investigation that I didn't do. Somebody else did it. And it was, I think it took 8 or 9 months to do. It's a great story. If people want to read, you know, something about, you know, how government works and sometimes how these deals, quote unquote, get put together for higher education officials, you should read that story. It's a great story and a great investigation. So, but I think we'll find, you know, that some of the stuff probably, I don't have this confirmed, but probably some of the stuff the auditors are going to find is just going to make people scratch their heads. Like,
mm-hmm.
why are we doing this? Part of that, Melissa, will determine on what was agreed upon in his employment contract.
Correct.
So, in other words, he was getting money for a car, but then he, you know, allegedly took a chauffeur. So, but what was allowed, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's what's right and wrong, right? And then what's allowed and
exactly.
what was written, because that will dictate how this all kind of shakes out.
Yeah.
But you know, I know for a fact, I've got people, you know, kind of sources in the audit office that said, look, we are looking at every single transaction from the chancellor's office, and we're going to examine every one of them and see, you know, was this okay? Was this not okay? So we'll have to see, you know, how their work turns out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we so appreciate having, again, investigative reporters like yourself, Jeff, and doing this type of work and really outlining, kind of pulling back the curtain, if you will. You know, is there really a wizard, or, you know, or is it a guy pretending to be a wizard? I think it's really important that people see, again, maybe, you know, at the surface, you're saying, OK, it was $22,000. But when you look at that was one day, it does beg the question, are we doing a good enough job to have transparency with our state agencies? And you know, and like you said, on the other side of the coin here, Jeff, is that it shows a bad picture for the people who are doing things legitimate. So I think this is such a great report. I want to thank you so much for thinking of us and sharing more of the details here on Melissa in the Morning. And I look forward to your next piece and having you back on in the future.
Great, thanks. And the one thing I'll say, too, for people listening, you know, I get a lot of stories from people, right? Because people, you know, are smart and they see things. So if anyone's listening that sees what they think is government waste or taxpayer abuse, you know, send me an email, send me a message on Facebook. I'm pretty easy to find. And I'm always appreciative of tips because that's where a lot of these stories come from, right? People mm-hmm. notice stuff and they're like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. How yeah. is this going on? Anyway, so if anybody has any story ideas, I'd love to hear them if they have a chance to send them my way.
So appreciate you. Jeff Dedarian, thank you so much for your great work and for taking the time to come on Melissa in the Morning. We really, really appreciate it.